The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Old folks should tell us things they used to do. Tell us how they used to groove and think. Do the songs of Rick and Screw. They say our generation lost our roots and think. There's a part of me that wants to sing. Songs they grew up on and think. Hey, Rick and Screw.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Muff the World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, and Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited.
Was on a rig and scrape. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on K. I grew up on Ron. I grew up on R. Grew up on Elon Moxie. I hope that y'all don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think cause I make rock music and think that I don't let Stevie S play. That I won't play no Smokey Double O. My own mind will tell me how it used to be. How they would get jiggy and think. To the sound of Rick and Scream, ooh, ooh. Feel like my generation
is
up on this.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, December 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Wednesday, December 10th. 15 days away from the day. Yeah, I know how it gets, man. I know how it gets. And we got lots to talk about. It's going to be open night Wednesday. All right, now I want you to chime in. And I want you to be part of the conversation today. I want you to be part of the conversation every day. But we got some good things to talk about today, some fun things to talk about. We can touch the good, the bad, and the ugly, obviously. But it is Christmas season. It is the holiday season. So I want you to pay attention. We got plenty to talk about today. And if you want to chime in, if you want to be part of, you know, the conversation and be a talking head, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text 9's powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And of course, call as I see, I get to you in one sec. Big part of the conversation today, the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
This was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matter since 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Pintard vows to repeal migrants' law. FNM leader says people who agree to be smuggled should face penalties. National health strategy unveiled. Weech, hotels must adapt to growing cruise tourism amid stayover decline. Small sworn in as senator. And U.S. Ambassador Herschel Walker paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday. So there you go, the meetings of the nations. Glad to see Ambassador Walker here, though. Looking forward to having him on the show. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
GNNN. What's going on, GNN?
Listen to me, Naughty. I was trying to get in yesterday, but I had some stuff I had to do. But I had to get in today. I wanted to be the first one. I would really like to thank your lovely wife, your smart wife, Mary J.
Brilliant.
Open it, huh?
Brilliant wife.
Yeah, yes, but I could say, could I say smart or I gotta say brilliant?
I think smart is an understatement. That's why I said brilliant. But I mean, whatever works for you.
Okay, fine. If you want me to say brilliant, I'll say brilliant.
Go right ahead.
Listen, I know your wife has been hopping on that this thing 11. For a couple of weeks, right? And I was scratching, and I said, boy, this thing kind of interesting, because, you know, I have an inquisitive mind. Sometimes I go conspiracy theorist.
Lean how you go.
You know, I say, you know something? This thing we're looking at, but the Haymans ain't going to dig into this. Like how she took out that Article 11. Why they throw that away so quick? I was curious. So what I did with my daughter, we followed up on Mary J's freaking proceedings, and we went to the United Nations. And we found out, and I remember when our prime minister said to the fellas in Fox Hill, don't worry about that. I is one of you. I can look out for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a little more time.
That video that was floating around.
Exactly. And we thought he was joking at first, but guess what? He was dead serious. Because what he went after, he know to bring in immigrants the normal way, Bahamians can make too much noise. So what he did, he went in a roundabout way. And Mary J and your wife capture him, sneaking through that back door. He went and they signed on the Refoulement Act of 1951 in the United Nations. They signed that. It was repealed in 1957 to strengthen it. The Refoulement Act is Article 33 in the United Nations. What that says, see, he didn't worry about getting rid of that thing 11 with your wife discovered, because she was confined more. He just wanted that Refoulement Act to remain in this asylum thing. The Refoulement Act states that no nation, no government, nobody like that, if once somebody hit your shore and say, we want asylum, you can't go against that in the United Nations. And that is what this administration did to the Bahamian people, because he know a lot of us ain't read like your wife and me and my daughter. He gone through the back door to make sure anybody land on this in this country, they could seek asylum. And we can't deny that.
I mean,
that's off. A-plus to your wife. A-plus.
There you go. Now you see why I haven't won an argument in 24 years. But here's the deal. There's other layers to that onion as well, too, there, GNN, and we got to look at it. And I think that the bigger picture in all of this is what MJ garnered from it, what you garnered from it. Bahamians are garnering and getting the gist of it. The more they read it and the more they realize and look at the verbiage and understand it for what it is. Because if you listen to the Minister of National Security, boy, you got some good semantics done. I see why he's a KC. If you listen to the AG, you want to see maybe assistant gangsters with all that semantics he got. I mean, we're changing. I mean, what?
But naughty.
Verbal. What's the island say? Verbal gymnastics?
That's all it is.
All right.
The smart ain't coming from them. The smart's coming from people like your wife, GNN, you, and people on the ground.
But we just got to be aware and don't let the issues go to the back pages. And the most important thing is take a stand. If you're a Bahamian, forget party colors right now. Stand up for the 242.
I agree.
And if you're registered to vote, go vote. And if you haven't registered, get registered to vote and go vote. And if you're registered and you've been mulling it over, now's the time. Get up off your bungee and go vote.
Naughty, with a Refoulement Act, things already bad now with immigrants in this country selling and buying passports, coming from Haiti with passports and everything coming from. Can you imagine a Refoulement Act that the government can't go against the United Nations? Not in 5 years. What you think happened in this country in 5 years? More years?
Man, naughty? Listen to me. 500 yards off of shore? I jumping in. Mira, I was smuggled and I caught the rope and now I swimming. Please help me. I need asylum. I need my human rights. Just like Tony Montana said in the movie, I am a political refugee and I need my asylum now. And you can't put me in the detention center because like the Caucasian tourists that break the law, I have diabetes too. I know my rights.
You want your human rights now.
I want it right now. I want my human rights right now. Fredo, give them to me.
Well, but just for a little more for the Bahamian people, 145 nations sign on to that act, that Refoulement Act, that the with refugees. And roughly about 53 countries did not sign on to it. why we couldn't have been, small as we are, why we couldn't have been one of them.
And now you got to ask your current Minister of Foreign Affairs, and then who preceded him?
Yeah, but he might be the one behind us.
Anyway, you leave me, you make it too easy for me when you set me up with jokes like that, So let me go answer these other calls. Have a good one there, GNN.
Yeah,
keep
man.
Digging, keep
yeah,
researching. Buddy. Glad to hear you're doing well. And we'll talk soon, brother. All right? Let's get to the other calls. Talking heads.
Yeah, bless everybody.
What's going on, 52?
Yeah, but, of course, my schoolmate knows MJ is very intelligent, and it shows. And, we did not wait until before that, she displayed that, right? I mean, come on, man. What I'm saying is, Naughty, I can send you some information, right? To show you that these things are all planned by the United Nations. It's in the book of Daniel. It's designed to do what it's doing. And so whilst third world leaders, we like how Mia Motley and certain third world leaders may take a stance against the imperialism and the impositions by non-governmental organizations, the WHO, et cetera, et cetera. I've been following this stuff for like 30-something years. And so... But that's why I told you guys, when you hear people talk, say, conspiracy theorists, they're not. That means they're very much underread. And so the United Nations is designed to do exactly what it's doing. When you have biblical outlooks of this, like where leaders of nations sign up and become of one sound mind, they signed on to the Emergency Powers Act. They signed on to these different bills, right, that the populace knows nothing about. And so then what this means is totalitarianism. And so why I say I will send you a copy of the Iron Mountain Report. All of this is entailed in the Iron Mountain Report, from pollution to the concept of lying about aliens and using the media to deceive the world. War and peace. Like if I say to you right now, Naughty, peace, one of the concepts of the Iron Mountain is peace is more dangerous than war. And they need war to drive the world burgeoning economies. But if I say peace is more dangerous than war, you have to actually know what that means. So what that means is peace means total alignment, and then they deceive the world and they come up with a new world order for a one world government. It also discusses how they will create common global threats, how they will allow companies to pollute the world, and it's sort of a population control, everything you can think about.
No, 52, you've been on it for a minute, and I'll be honest with you. Some people need to investigate that more so they could grasp what you're trying to get at, but you have always been a trailblazer and stuff. Sometimes they say conspiracy theorists. I just say, man, it's read a lot. He's ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. And sometimes you need folks like that in society to create the clarion call. And I think we need to get more people, active and agitated and speaking their mind once they do the research and contribute to whatever it is that you see is lacking in society and how we could fix it and offer the solutions. Because that's how we get better. And that's how we elect better leaders and we end up with a better country. We got to have those tough decisions. We got to have those tough conversations. But the fact is we need to have them. All right, let me check out some of these texts and then I want to pivot a little bit. All right. Good day, Nord. Is it possible you can invite the young artist on your show so we can get to know him? The artist who sings the song you play when going to your breaks. And on another note, why is the government digging up the sidewalks? They don't maintain to put down new ones. I smell a kickback rat somewhere. Well, you smell correct. My guess would be they digging them ones up so they can give a contract to somebody to put some new ones down. As far as Twin goes, I will see Twin tomorrow at Don't Blink for the Celebrity All-Star Game. And I would definitely chop it up with him, his brother, and several other Bahamian artists. I promise you, come the new year, boom. We'll roll them out. We'll talk to them. We'll get one on once a week, chop it up with them, feature that music, and do what we've been doing for years between me and MJ when it comes to breaking Bahamian artists. All right? So keep on listening out for that. That will be a big part of Talking Heads in the new year. The reason, obviously, now Christmas coming, a lot of these artists book. They got functions. They got corporate parties. Some traveling. It's a busy time of year for them, so I don't want to get in the van making their money. But boy, I tell you, we will talk to them in the new year. All right, Texas, don't worry about that. All right, let's get to these other ones. Naughty, I said this from yesterday. There is a non-refoulement clause in the bill. No smuggled person can be returned to a country where they will be in danger. The PM already tell us that they were asked to sign on to a treaty not to return illegally arriving Haitians back to Haiti. And they said no. Well, this non-refoulement clause allows exactly what he told us he would not do. Something is extremely fishy with how quickly they push this bill through. A lot of people looking at the speed of how this bill was pushed through, Texter. You're not the only one. Good afternoon, Naughty. The non-refoulement act supersedes everything. We're in trouble. Look at what the UN is doing to Haiti right now. That's what they want to do to us. They are trying to destabilize us by helping an invasion. Then they can get our natural resources the same way they are taking Haiti's. It's all about money, not about climate change anymore. All right. And I noticed, hold on. Stop. Naughty, I noticed you didn't talk about jungle. Listen, you're getting ahead of me there. I surprised what happened. You already sent off Caitlin Clark her Christmas card. You already signed it and put your picture in it and everything and asked for autograph. All right, text. I see that. I hope Caitlin sends you an autograph picture under the tree this year just for you. All right? But yeah, we will talk Junkanoo. But I don't want to talk Junkanoo in the sense that the way it is now. Do they make up their mind? I don't know, they run. And until the right valley call, we figure out the name, what's happening? That ain't Junkanoo. That's confusion. But I will talk about Junkanoo like this, because I wanted to talk about this. I look around and I say, listen, we have been back and forth with a lot of crazy headlines, a lot of negativity swirling around, pertaining to this administration, how Bahamians feel, just a dark cloud. Especially when it comes to immigration, cost of living, Christmas rolling in, disgruntled teachers, disgruntled police officers and defense force officers and customs officers and just a civil servants, disgruntled. Bahamians, disgruntled. Working class, middle class, upper class, no class, everybody feeling it. Everybody. And everybody has this sense of angst because of what we're hearing regarding immigration and new bills and so on and so forth. And none of us taking 5 minutes to stop and say, you know what? My God, today is the 10th. We're 15 days away from the day. First of all, we need to remember the reason for the season. For without Jesus Christ, we would not be here. We would not breathe. We would not do anything that we do. And we wouldn't have the ability to make mistakes and get up and ask for forgiveness and be shown grace. And be allowed to become better through Christ's mercy. And this was the gift that God gave to the world, his son. This is the time that we should recognize that. And for all that we don't got that we complain about, be grateful and thankful for what we do have. So today, I'm taking the time out. I'm not, forget what's happening in the 242 today. I want to talk about Christmas past, man. Now, let's think. Christmas always involves toys. Because, yes, we should remember the reason for the season first. But, yes, from that time, it always been about the tree and the Christmas dinner and the presents. I look around now, and folks just be trying. Thank God for Kelly's. But when we grew up, man, we had options. We had options for Christmas shopping. We had options for Toylands. We had some of the best Toylands ever. Who remembers Mar-a-Lumber? What is now Auto Mall on Shirley Street. Remember that Mar-a-Lumber right there? Okay, then. And it burnt down and they rebuilt it. You had Bahamian Lumber Company. And they had a toy section, too. Then if you go downtown, if you really, really, really know old school toy shopping, and I tell you this spot and you know about it, you're a veteran toy shopper. You've been doing it for decades. You've been doing it for a minute and you've been doing it well. They used to have a pharmacy downtown called City Pharmacy. Okay? Lord bless the dead. Mr. Jack Sweeten was the pharmacist there. His wife, Evelyn, just recently passed. My thoughts and prayers go out to Carla and Chris, their kids. My thoughts and prayers are with you guys. I know exactly how you feel, and your parents were dear friends with my late mother, my late aunt, my grandpa. So, yeah. But City Pharmacy had a toy section upstairs. And they had some of the coolest little model motorbikes, cars, and they had the soldiers. So you had the full collection of toy soldiers with the vehicles, with everything. And they had the different variations. They had like the British Revolutionary War soldiers. They had the American World War I and World War II soldiers. Yeah, I mean, they had all kind of toys. You could tell what I was into back then, right? But they also had other great toys, you know, your sports stuff, your soccer balls, your baseballs, your footballs, board games galore. That was the spot. And then a little further down, you had Stop and Shop. And I'm just talking on Bay Street. And I'm just talking for toys. Baby and I start talking clothes, but let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening?
How's the beautiful MJ doing?
MJ is doing better than me.
I like Gianna.
And looking better than me, too.
Huh?
Doing better than me and looking better than me.
Yeah, well, that was always, you know.
With friends like you, who needs enemas? What you got for me, Dennis?
I say beauty and you know who.
The but Beast.
Like Gianna and say, they ran in trying to say that Lincoln trying to steal the claim of holding these fellas' feet to the fire. But that I'm section 11 there at the angle of that artifact.
Dennis, let me ask you a question. And I can be honest with you. This is why I'm laughing at the whole scenario. Like, Lincoln could beat up his gum all he want. And yes, you went out there, you made noise. You called it the wrong bit at first, but you got on track and you made noise. And then today, all of a sudden, it was another display and it ended up with you going after Pintard again. I don't know what your obsession is with that, but my biggest question is, for all the bellyaching the COI has done, they take us seriously, we're a legitimate third party. They had a moment to make history within their party because they had an opportunity in the House of Assembly for Aaron Lewis, COI, to vote against that bill. And he did his Brave Davis impersonation and caught a flight. So how you could beat up your gum and make all this noise, looking for attention, and then you got the opportunity to vote no against the bill, you don't? That's crazy to me. Crazy.
Well, we know what it is to be resilient. And you're talking about the toys. You're talking about toys and choices of toys. And this season, I know why. Why are you celebrating the toys? I'm talking everything right now. And the choices we had, you call it Mara Lumber, but it was called Mara's Toy Line.
It's Mara's Toy Line, but it was what? The Mara Lumber Company, correct?
Yeah. And the Heyman Lumber Company.
You remember that one?
And we had, that's the one I used to walk from Yellow Elder from the sixth grade. I couldn't wait till next week would have been basically the week when the teachers mark and our
correct
test papers. And I go there. I used to go there from then during the Christmas time, and that was my summer job, buying the school uniforms and everything. Straight through the summer.
Right.
But, you know, to walk from Yarralla, talk to him in Lumber with his FYP on Wolf Road and be there by 7 o'clock in the morning.
That was FYP, correct.
That's how good our society was back in the day. But nowadays, you don't know what has happened to your
Dennis, I often say that when I see the young parking boys heading up from the food stores way out west, and I'm wondering, okay, there's no busing for these kids? They got to fend for themselves and hustle ride home at this time of night.
Yeah, that's
and society's
true.
Totally different nowadays, like you said.
Yeah, you got to drop your little son and them and think if they're done park into them food store there like that and go pick them up when it's time to get off.
Correct.
So nothing can happen and everything. But you know, this is society we deal with, and like you say, that's Section 11. I think you anchored there. That's what you call chicanery and artifice to trick and deceive people, but we know what we got to do. So we got to encourage our people, like you say, go and register to vote. You know what I mean? And if you're registered,
get ready to rock the vote.
So, you know, we just got to start up, and Lincoln them need to just, you know, do what they got to do and fall in line, and don't be no spoilers, people. You know, let's do what we got to do. Get rid of the problem, you know, because I can try to deal with that one in San Salvador. ain't got no powers over me and my family. Them 1% of my family and 10% of a ghost company called Ann Christian Jasmine. I still got the letter, you know, Naughty. Talk to you later.
All right, my brother, be safe. I know we'll talk before the Christmas, but go and behave yourself, Dennis. I know how you go, but good stuff as always. All right, Mr. Producer said that's time to get to the break. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Texas, I'm going to get to you, man. And I see some good suggestions, too, about Christmas past. Yeah, we can talk eggnog. How you mean, Texas? We can talk eggnog. And I can give you a quick response right now. Yes, Mr. Boston is up there for sure. And we'll pick that up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, December 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Feel like my generation ease up on this thing. Like we ain't grew up on this thing. A part of me still wanna sing. They records keep going, then they try to put it in a coffin. But this thing give you that feeling. Feel like records keep going, then we're going down.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the...
This holiday season, come to John's on Rosetta Street or Carmichael Road for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we've got you and the family covered. Shoes, bags, jewelry, clothes, and even home appliances. John's has everything you need for work, church, play, or the party in your life. John's has Skechers, Steve Madden, New Balance, Nautica, Hey Dude, Patrick Ewing, and other trusted brands. A John's gift card is the perfect gift. So come on into John's and start your holidays off on the right foot. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, Jumbo gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Tis the season to crunch and be merry with KFC's festive feast. Gather around the table, the laughter, and the people you love most with KFC flavor that makes every moment brighter. So whether you're here for original memes or spicy moments, gather around for the memories that truly matter. Share 8 juicy pieces of your favorite KFC chicken with 4 buttery biscuits and make it extra festive with your favorite sides. Make moments full of flavor, not dish duty. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
My old mind will tell me how it used to be. How they would get jiggy and think. To the sound of Reagan's great woo-woo. Feel like my generation eased up on this thing. Like we ain't grew up on this thing. A part of me still wanna sing. They Reagan's great gone, then they try to put it in a coffin. But this thing give you that feeling. Where Reagan's great gone, then we're going down with all them songs, then. I still just wanna jump around and sing songs by Iron Star and think. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on that Rick and Scrapey. No, some was told by Dino D. I grew up on Kid. I grew up on Ronnie. I grew up on Ollie. Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel, cause I play IMB and think.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, December 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. I got something for you. I can get to that. All of that in a second. I see your text. We could talk. Let's get this phone call out of the way, and let me get to the text. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
What's going on, my friend?
Yeah, I want to touch on that Christmas thing, but let me just say this quick. I was just going to say the same thing with the Texas A2, boy. Let's see if we can get twin them in there. But I was saying next year sometime, boy.
Well, that's what
have them on the show.
That's what I plan to do. Me and MJ going to have them on. We can sit down and feature everybody. We'll start off with twin them. And then we'll go straight through that. We got Tone Ash. We got a ton of artists we could go through.
Right, right. And I was thinking, yes, and what else I want to say to us, I agree with A1, boy, with MJ, boy. See, she's so well-researched and so in depth on her, what she's dealing with. I love her investigative reporting, but she's being top of her game, but she's researched her wife.
I can say this right now, and you know, everybody will say that, you know, Naughty talking about MJ like the Cowboys and the Lakers. Well, you know how much I love the Cowboys and the Lakers, but I love MJ more. But in the straight, you know, research, delivery, preparedness, ready to go, know the right questions to answer.
She is
the Bahamian Rachel Maddow, and I say that with great affection and great praise when I say that, man. She's bad like Rachel Maddow, man. You come to MJ, MJ can get you now.
Yeah, for real. You win big. Now, let me touch on the Christmas thing.
How you mean? I ain't dumb, you know. I know this.
But, Naughty, okay. So, Naughty, you know about going in Pinewood to look for your tree in the bush. And then, you better be the bush for you. To chop your tree with your old man.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look for a bushy one. So, Naughty, you know.
Now, let me tell you. Now, you all used to do it in Pinewood in the back there. Probably going to White South Beach.
Right.
But we in the West used to go across to Arawaki, what was the container, what is now the container port. They had all kind of pine tree out there, man.
Right, and you know, but getting the pink can and everything to put the little rock in it to hold the tree up, or putting some sand in it to hold it up.
Man.
Oh, all right. Then, you know, putting the bow that you put on the Christmas wrap and thing, using that on the tree for little Christmas ornaments and decoration and things like that.
You know, listen, Lord bless the dead, my lady.
Shiny things like that, your little shiny little wrap around, little thing, and show spray on that. With that pine scent, you're good to go.
Yes, buddy.
So, and then, like, with the bicycles, like what you all were saying, they have Morris Toy Line, they are on Shirley Street, but then Weeks Bicycle Shop and Cycles.
Boy, Cycles Unlimited,
right? Right, yeah, your parents, them go there and get your stuff and hide it, you know, but then
correct.
Bed, like,
and that Cycles, Cycles used to go kill, because when you get your bicycle, you had to go to Cycles and get a loaf of bread and put on there, man.
Right.
You know loaf of bread
seat. Sissy bar, with the sissy bar and your little cup, your little reflectors and everything.
Reflectors and baseball cards in the wheel. So when you're riding here,
right. So you know, but going to bed 10 o'clock, excited, can't wait to be. You want to get up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Man, go to bed 10 o'clock and make
that tree, and you see that bicycle underneath there. Man, look here, you in heaven.
Man, listen to me, man. 10 o'clock, you go to sleep. You wake up 12 just to do a Santa check to make sure if Santa come or not. And then by 2 in the morning, you're jonesing, but you got to lay there awake till about 4. But when you see 6 o'clock come, all bets off. You ripping everything open, man. To heck with everybody else.
You don't tend to and everything underneath there and everything like that. Now, you know, but the lime green Christmas, with the lime green and the orange, the high bright orange Christmas and everything.
Man, only green I know from...
Fluorescent.
The fluorescence, green, and yeah, the oranges and the yellows and all the colors.
And orange and pink, yeah. Well, around the 80s, early 90s.
The only fluorescent green I remember, though, from Christmas is the Grinch, man. I see that Grinch coming, I got to go.
All right, yeah, well, let someone else get in. But we got y'all had no show Sunday, so we got a lot of sports to talk.
What you mean we had show Sunday? You wasn't doing it. We was right there on Sunday, man. There was some technical difficulties at the beginning.
Oh.
But we got it worked out, man.
On there, it wasn't on.
Yeah, but we got it worked out. You should have tuned back in. We was right here live and direct.
You see Adam Keynes can on. Pretty talking with the Keynes thing to make the playoff. That's not it. He ain't make
play.
The playoff. Take that, Pretty.
Play. I'm waiting on him in the cut for that right now, buddy. You hear what I'm saying? You know, I just waiting. I'm that guy. I'm that guy now.
You know that. You know, tell him with that. All right, let me let someone else get it. Legally.
All right, Muff, be safe. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, you missed a bike you don't talk about.
It's big wheels?
The trophy used to become purple, and I think blue.
What you talking about now?
The trophy with the small wheel in the front and the big wheel in the back.
That's what you're talking about now, big wheels, man, at Marlon, but the big wheels, they used to be small.
Yes.
The huge wheel in the front, two small wheels in the back, and you used to sit on them and ride. There was heavy-duty plastic.
Yes.
And you could do damage on the sidewalk and half kill up yourself, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, yeah. But it was some good this thing.
Big wheels,
I
boy.
Y'all used to take the guts out of the back wheel. And when you're driving, they put the guitar string in it. And when you ride down the road, all you tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, that was one too. But I remember you take the guts out too. So when you go to skid, you skid even more. That's how you end up licking off the sidewalk and into the road and almost get run over. But it was fun.
It was fun.
You know how it goes. Fun in our generation involves stitches and cuts and bruises, but it was fun.
It was fun.
You got battle scars to show how it was fun.
Yeah.
Good stuff,
and,
man.
You mail him a back in the day when he's parking?
Oh, God, parking. And see, that's what I say. It is parking. I don't know if folks from Freeport come and start calling it parky and all this kind of stupidness. It's parking.
It's parking.
And you know the good thing about parking was the better to play with the one down tennis ball because you get a better park with that. Or if it was really sadistic, you peel off the green portion of the tennis ball and just play with the leather portion.
Yeah, we used to do that too.
Boy, you get parked with one of them, you light up like BPL.
That's right.
Man, I remember one time when dude got hit with one of them, man. He jumped straight in the swimming pool and every time he come up, he say, "Ow, throw water my back on fire. Ow, throw."
Well, it's the good old days, man.
The good old days. Thanks for calling and reminiscing, man. You and your family have a great holiday if I don't get to talk to you all before, all right? Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
What's happening, boy?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, Isabel.
What you got for me today?
I think your research assistant needs to do an assignment, you know.
No, I don't have no research assistant. The lead dog, the star of the show, MJ, okay?
You know how the history on these strange bills, right? They always come up, you know, in our busy season, right? You know, we in Florida shopping for Thanksgiving, right? And our politicians in Nassau are shopping for some other people. And that thing he promised for that Christmas list ain't gonna be on the list this year. But I would suggest all Bahamians just go on Google and type in United Nations Article 33 on asylum and see what that says.
All right, we'll check it out, man.
Okay, buddy.
Appreciate it, man. That's what, hey, but Carlos, listen, and no disrespect in any aspect when I tell you this, but when we get into the 5 o'clock, we still going down memory lane, man. I'm having a good time remembering, you know, that big wheel. Somebody just texted me, Duane, what I know about fixed wheel, but you know about fixed wheel. the Huffy bikes, how you mean the Huffy bikes? But you had to change their seats to the loaf of bread seats, because I ain't gonna lie. If you relied on them Huffy seats and you had the bum the wrong way, yeah, you could have been singing soprano for the rest of your life and your parents would have been disappointed they wasn't having no grandkids. So yeah, it was safer to get a loaf of bread. You know who introduced me to the loaf of bread seat? Alan Musgrove, a.k.a. Muskie. Shout out to Alan Musgrove. Shout out to Muskie. Muskie had all the varieties of loaf of bread on his bike. He used to come through dad cool, riding that through to St. Andrews to go to school. And he had the small loaf of bread, the big loaf of bread. And one song used to play when Muskie used to ride through. Even though it wasn't playing, it played in everybody's head. Da na 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 na. I tell you, man. I tell you. Another text of what I know about fixed wheel. Brave made history and made one of the lowest moves in politics, going into the shantytown and appeasing the Haitians boldly in our faces. Okay. Naughty had the record when it came to parking for making people cry. All right. Well, I would challenge you to play parking in the parking lot of the Guardian. Meet me in the new year. We'll work out a date. Hey, Naughty, I remember when the Union 5 skates first came out in Nassau. I will never forget the sound of a group of fellas coming down the road on the Union. Yes, but them Union 5 skates was bad, too. But you know which was bad, too? The ones, and they used to sell them at Hoffa's. They had Adidas tennis shoes on them, and they had the big four broad roll like wheels on there. And inside, they had the ball bearings. So it'd always be like, man. And you remember the Dr. Pepper commercial? With the dude on the roller skates, I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. And he used to skate it out. Man, I had that whole routine down. Then next time I saw that dude from the commercial, he wasn't skating no more. He went to play American Werewolf in London. I watched that movie, and that scared the crap out of me. But later on in life, I watched it again, and I enjoyed it. But when I first watched it, man, it scared the crap out of me. And like that dude drank Dr. Pepper and turned into a werewolf. But them skates was off the chain, man. Off the chain. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hi, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You remember when we, in Freeport, what we would do? We would have a Huffy bike that Christmas, and then we would peel the leaf of the grape and put it on our Huffy in the wheel and then make it like a motorbike. You remember that? Y'all had that in your day?
No, I got to have to ask MJ about that because MJ represents Freeport, you know, with all her heart, man. I got to find out. You always putting grape leaf between your tires?
She's the 80s baby, probably, but we the 70s kids chiming in now.
Man, listen, but then fine, let me be a 70 kids chiming in and say, y'all from Freeport are weird. Y'all put mayonnaise in Kong salad, you call it gully wash when it's sky juice, it's parking and not parky, and now y'all used to put sea grape leaves between your tires. What was going on with y'all? Too much American TV, that's why. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Let me get to these other calls.
Y'all remember Slinky? Slinky, Slinky. That's when you know Christmas.
Yeah.
Commercials. You remember that?
And how twisted how twisted we were in our day was play with slinkies on the stairs. How many neck injuries could that cause? Let's get to the other phone call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening, Jeff?
My brother, right here. Thanks for tearing us back down memory lane. Memory lane, a lot of the younger folks will understand the fun times we had back then.
That's why I say thank God for Kelly's today. They still hold on to the tradition with toy lads and Santa. But boy, I tell you, back in the day, man, we had a bevy to choose from.
Yeah, if you ask them where Morris used to be, they probably can't even tell you.
That's why I had to tell them it's the Automall. What is the Automall today on Shirley Street?
The Automall. They're still using the original building.
Correct.
Two quick things here. Remember, I heard someone talk about the Union 5 skate. Let me tell you something. With the Union 5 skates, they were some of the best. They were ball bearing. They were steel skate. We used to take them apart because, you know, they had a screw in the middle that you could separate the front from the back. And we used to make box cars with them. We used to make, what they have, the newfangled skate. What you call it?
The scooters.
Scooters.
The push scooters. We used to make them out of them, yep. Them skates. And then also the wheels from the shopping carts.
I was just going to that right now, how we make boxcars or the food store. Man, listen, Mr. Roberts, them used to catch hell.
People used to strip shopping carts back in the day, how they strip Passos and Swifts and Cubes today for bumper.
Yep, and then the William Brewer Company on Chesapeake Road used to catch hell with us for the shipping the crates.
Yeah.
The pallets. We used to strip those apart to make our box cards and our scooters. So, yeah, man, you brought back some really good memories. Yeah, man.
Good stuff, Jeff, man. I'm sure we'll talk before the Christmas, man. But, yeah, definitely good memories for sure. Naughty try skating those steel skates on your... I wouldn't try skate them on my own, huh? Let me tell you, before I even put on them skates, my left knee would start up... danger, Will Robinson, danger. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. My knee would not allow me to do it. Sometimes people ask me, well, Naughty, why you be walking around sometimes down and look down at your knees? Because sometimes my left knee just be looking up and saying, hey, Memenzo, sit down. I'm about to give out on you. I'm about to explode. If you want to hobble along 20 minutes from now, you need to sit down and catch yourself. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads.
Naughty, you got me cracking up. Where you could imitate that. Listen, did you hear that? I don't want you all to forget portion control and them being ready.
Stop it.
We used to T4 there, you know.
Yes, buddy.
Big shot, you know.
Yes, sir. Portion control.
Them being ready last night?
Are you mean? You get hit with one of them, boy, it changed your life.
Boy, we be the thief for that, some of them. I be better hanger, make our slings when we go by or put by the yellow bike.
But I remember one time, I had one of them red, what I called super rubber bands, all right? And I had it hook on a nice piece of metal in the Y shape, you know what I mean? Had my little piece of cloth there extra to hold the shot in place. And my cousin from the States was like, dude, you're using rocks? You don't use rocks and pebbles? Use your marbles. It's a better projectile. So I used the marble, right? And I ain't gonna lie, but I hit one of them lion lizards with a marble. It was not pretty, but that slingshot did to that lion lizard. I was sick for a couple of days after. I was like, no, man, I'm not playing with this no more, man. I killed a lizard. I didn't want to kill a lizard.
Daddy, you can imagine what a chimney. You ever try roasting a chimney?
Oh, God. You're always chimney killers, man. Stop it.
Yeah, man. The chimney was so small, and you got about four fellas sitting around that fire.
You all used to kill chimney?
Yeah, man.
All I can say to you is, murderer, blood is on your shoulder. Feathers too, I guess.
All right, man.
Okay. Yeah, but man, we used to make them slingshot. Them slingshot was solid. And that was fun. Half of the thing was making it, and the other half of the fun was using it. It was good stuff. We had to use our imagination. When our parents would say, go outside and play, that meant go outside and play and be home 6 o'clock, hands washed, ready for dinner. And don't let nothing happen to you in between. And then they had to forget cell phone and iPhone and even pages back in the day. Prior to that, we had a universe of mothers who on rotary phones could work the network. And before you get to point A to point B to point C, they know all the foolishness you did in between. And you still don't know how it happened. You reach home and you get cut skin. And what happened? Well, the mom network called. If you had a mom's who's on the phone, you boy, look here. Problem. Caller, I see you. We'll get to you in the 5 o'clock hour. Texas, I see you. We'll wrap this up in the 5 o'clock hour. And like I said, we'll go over a little bit and talk some more down memory lane, wrap this up and talk some sports as well, all right? As the Wednesday, December 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
My old mind will tell me how it used to be. How they would get jiggy and think. The sonar it gets great, feel like my generation ease up on this thing. Like we ain't grew up on this thing. A part of me still wanna sing. They records get gone and they try to put it in a coffin. But this thing give you that feeling.
The holidays are all about traditions, the lights, the laughter, and the food you can't wait to dig into. KFC Deluxe Sandwiches are the favorites that never miss a season. Bite into an extra-large, juicy chicken filet with fresh lettuce, tomato, melty cheese, pickles, and creamy mayo, nestled on a buttery brioche bun. Make mealtime extra festive with the Festive Big Box for $15, featuring a KFC Deluxe Sandwich and our new coconut dessert biscuit. Classic flavor, festive feel with KFC Deluxe Sandwiches. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
What's on your wish list this year?
A family staycation.
A shopping spree.
Surprise me.
Tis the season of surprises. You could win a tech bundle, family staycation, US $1,000 cash back, or US $500 Amazon voucher. Simply use your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card or Visa debit card for a minimum spend of US $100 or more. Learn more at www.cibccaribbean.com. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Old folks should tell us things they used to do. Tell us how they used to groove and think. Through the sounds of Rick and Scream.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, and Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited.
I still just want to jump around and sing songs by ancient modern things. Some of the greatest stories I've told was on a Rick and Scrappy. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on K. I grew up on Ron. I grew up on I. Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel cause I play R&B and think. I don't need my Rick and Scrappy. I hope that y'all don't think I let it go.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, December 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. All right, look, I got some texts to get to. Let me get this call out of the way. Let me get to some of these texts because I got to set the record straight as well, too. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on?
I know one thing that you need to remember. Shooting marbles.
What you mean shooting marbles? But we just didn't talk about it. That don't mean I don't remember it. What you want to talk about shooting marbles?
Huh?
Now, how do you want me to break down shooting marbles? You want me to talk about shooting marbles? Hold on a second now, because I am multi-talented when it comes to shooting marbles.
Hold on.
I come up in chipping iron mines, so I know how to draw the ring in the sand and put your marble in and shoot from the outside. But I also know that I went to St. Andrews, so I know how they play on the Eastern Road. Here, you get it off the edge. That's a totally different version of marbles, but I was a beast at all. So go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I like the sizes, the big one.
Yes, them sizes. They was nice. I used to like the steelies, though.
I think the fella bought a whole pack of marbles, and they gonna put them in the ring, and I knocked every one of them. And he going home crying.
It used to happen like that sometimes. Sometimes you get there with four or five marble in your pocket and you leave it pocket full. Those would be laying in the cut and break you to pieces.
Yeah.
But I used to like them steelies, but them steelies was nice. And them biggies was good, and the glassies was good too. The glassies and the cat eyes was nice too.
Yeah, I like the cat eyes too, yeah.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, man, our childhood would be, we didn't talk about marbles, man. And now since you brought up marbles, we got to talk tops.
Talk what?
Tops, spinning tops, like lignum vitae top.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you have to put the nail right down the middle of it so it could spin and sleep even better.
Yeah, boy, mate, I had one big one. I forget the name of it. It's a big, they never seen them. Man, I go and put a big nail in that. Man, I spin and fell on top of
it. Yeah, you always them brutal set who come, we go get all little top and boom, split right in half.
Yeah, right now.
That's why you get slick and you go get the lignum vitae. That's how you do that.
Yeah, the lignum vitae is solid.
They didn't play, but good stuff, man. Good stuff, Carla, man. Have a good Christmas, you and your family. Let me hit up these text lines now real quick. Ah, boy. Hey, Naughty, I remember when the Union 5 skates first came out. I would never forget the sound of you coming down the hill. Oh, what I know about donkey and iron donkey bike? Listen here, man. Later on in life, I experienced the iron donkey bikes, all right? I grew up with Schwinn and Huffy and those kind of bikes, all right? But later on, when I started working in the hospitality industry and I worked in the entertainment department, bike tours, you used to have to ride the iron donkeys on all of them. An iron donkey's solid. But you got, it's hard to ride in the iron donkey. I watched a couple of tourists lick down off them iron donkey, boy. They was all right. That's why I laughing. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know about iron donkey. I know about iron donkeys. Texter, what you talking about? Naughty, you slick. You got everyone reminiscing about Christmas. Better start before Father Christmas don't come for me, man. With a nickname like Naughty, you think Santa ever come to me? That's why Easter Bunny is my people's. But you got everybody distracted, not talking about with the... Listen, I ain't talking politics and none of that. Everybody need a break from that, all of that minutia and all that noise and all that politicking and, you know, grandstanding and you know, hype and clicks and likes and shares and just talk about Christmas. Whether you believe in Christmas or not. Reading your text, though, it sounds like you're a curmudgeon. That must make you part of the Grinch clan. Naughty, how come you didn't mention the Stop and Shop? Listen here, Texter, you lated. After I mentioned the City Pharmacy and the toy line they had upstairs, the City Pharmacy, I said Stop and Shop was the other spot right there that had all kind of good stuff. Then a phone call came and I couldn't elaborate on the goodness that was the Stop and Shop. But I'll tell you, not only did they have toys, they had candies galore. Man, you could hit all them. And they had the good candies. They had them same yellow and red candies me and Dennis is talking about all the time. They had your Foxes, mints, and the Glacier mints. They had your Sugar Daddies. Boy, you're going down memory. I can see it right now. They had the Toffee Crisp candy bars. Could only get them there. What you mean? Stop and Shop is off the chain. And they had decent toys. Ironmongery, too. But I prefer Stop and Shop over Ironmongery. But yeah, I did mention it. Good afternoon, Naughty. Excellent show. Excellent topic. Great trip down memory lane. All the childhood fun we had yesterday. Me and Jeff Sands grew up off East Street North, and we had a great childhood. Thanks, Bahamas, and our parents. From the mayor of Grand Bahama, Rudolph Stubbs. Hey, all right, Mr. Stubbs, you and the crew in Grand Bahama. Yeah, let's go down memory lane. But it's parking, not Parky. Piper Peace was another one. For candies, Piper Peace didn't have no toy line like that. But boy, if you wanted candies in there, boy, you could get candies galore at Piper Peace. All them international chocolate bar. I'm telling you, you could get them all at Toffee. I think they had Toffee Crisp in there, too. They had all the varieties of Mars, all the Cadbury's versions, the small, medium, and the large, the fruit and nut, the whole nut, the dairy milk, and they had them all. And like I said, they had them exquisite chocolates as well, too. And Toblerone and all of them. Yes, boy. And the tobacco in there and the chocolate. The smell was wonderful. It was a great scent in there. And I remember back in the day, Mr. Knowles, he was my grandpa's carpenter. And when I was a little boy, he was a very older gentleman. But he did some great carpentry work. And he used to smoke a pipe. And it was tobacco. No, it wasn't wacky tobacco. It was regular tobacco. And he used to get it from Piper Peace. And he had it in a little pack and he used to drink. Man, that was some of the sweetest smelling tobacco ever. It smelled so good. Cigars were horrible, but the pipe scent back then was awesome. But when you went into Piper Peace, yeah, man, the aroma was off the chain. Naughty, do you remember the bicycle tire rims that we used to make a basketball rim and use an old hanger and roll that rim down? Yes, the rolling of the rim down the road, but the hanger, that was too much work for me. But yeah, I was privy sometimes when the rim broke or you was hot to play basketball and couldn't wait to go get no rim. Take that old tire iron, boom, put that up there, nail that up there, slap that up there with a couple of nails, and yes, but you in the Boston Garden, you shooting ball, Bird versus Magic, let's go. But yeah, that rolling that down the street with that was too much work. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yeah, Naughty. Yeah, you grew up off Rex 500, man, and them.
What you mean?
Them Rex 500.
Rex 500 what?
Which used to come from Cycles Unlimited, the bicycles. Mm. You say, yeah, you ain't on the Iron Donkey time.
No, I mean, I didn't want Iron Donkey then. Man, I used to prefer like the Huffy Screamers. And I used to like the Schwinn bikes were good too. But them Huffy, all them BMX bikes was dread. That's what I was into.
You remember the Huffy with all the sale used to sell?
What a sick house of sales. I forgot about them, but yeah, my dudes.
Yeah, them off you what they used to sell and think.
Well, let me throw Muck Amucks in there just for the record since you said house of sales.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they house of sales used to have them too back in the day for sure. Muff, you ain't lying.
Yeah, the Huffy.
Yes, those Huffy bikes were dread.
Yeah, babe.
I remember one time I had a Huffy Screamer, and I know why they call it screaming. Because, boy, look here, a screamer, because, boy, let me tell you, about a week after Christmas, dudes, them teeth died, and I was still screaming.
Yeah, but
they found it.
Yeah, the Iron Donkey before your time, man. That's with the iron brakes and the iron handle and all that.
All of that, and then when I was working in the hospitality industry and entertainment departments over there at Merv Griffin at Atlantis, at Breezy, man, all of them was Iron Donkeys.
Yeah, the little
you
bike.
You do a bike tour on an Iron Donkey, it'll kill you.
Yeah, the little bike with the snap on it in the back of the seat.
I have your little toolkit in the back there.
Yeah, but Naughty, this is what I'm supposed to show you now. Talking a little bit of sport. The Pittsburgh boys are talking so bad, but you They said, hey, good, you all lose, they win. Now, they got us Monday Night Football coming up. So this is the Grammy.
And just for that insolence, and use my boy, the Dolphins are going to beat the Steelers. And when the Dolphins beat the Steelers, I'm going to bless you with a case of Bud Light. And then the next week, you sit down and you drink each and every one of them in front of them. And if you don't want what's left, pour it out in front of them and say, you gets nothing. And that's what Naughty and the Cowboys send to you all. Listen, Pittsburgh Steelers, no, I didn't call them out in a six-game stretch. I said you always could go 1-5, 2-4. Look, they mad at me because I know my stuff. And guess what? Yeah. Even if they win that crappy division, they won and done. There's nothing to see there with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nothing to see there. Nothing to see there.
I see them today. They're so happy, but their quarterbacking, the oldest quarterback in the NFL no more. Rivers is back. Rivers is back for the Colts.
But that's kind of funny because, I mean...
At 44.
But maybe Aaron Rodgers should take a page out of Rivers' book and get a wife and a couple of kids at his age.
Well, you ain't lying, but you ain't lying.
He reminded me of certain politicians around here, but anyway, I can leave that alone.
Yeah, he was 50-something. He's a plum seed.
Anyway, we can lead them up. You can cause me go into Joker's Wild Jokes and get in problems. Let me get to this next call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Hey, what's happening?
Remember them DMX? Remember we used to buy them fixed wheels?
I didn't hear what you said, caller. Repeat that.
You remember we used to buy them BMX and the fixed wheel?
I remember the BMX and you said fixed wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, how you mean?
A lot of them, you know, but them fixed wheel, man. But, a lot of them couldn't get the...
Yeah, but the scooter, you get a fixed wheel and you go off the ramp the wrong way, that fixed wheel will half kill you.
That's what John said. No, a lot of them couldn't ride it. Especially coming down them hill.
Boy. No, sir. Fixed wheel take plenty of people out in their time who thought they could ride it.
Yeah, lie, but that...
But good stuff, man. Yeah, man, the fixed wheel, good stuff. Good memories, man. Appreciate the call. But like I said... That's what we got to do. We got to reminisce a little more. These kids missing out on a lot of fun. Hey, Naughty, I remember waiting in the car with my sisters and mother in Mars parking lot, dressed in my pajamas, waiting for the midnight shopping bonanza. Yes, man. And guess what? You forget the Mars coloring competition, the Christmas coloring competition, where you could color the pictures and whoever colored it the best would win prizes. Yes, boy. That's good stuff. I'm waiting on Christmas, so whatever I got to wait on while Christmas get here, it'll be there. If that means Miami beat the Steelers, good, or if not the Steelers beat Miami, that's fine. Listen here. All I can say, Woogaloo, and you know I'm talking directly to you, I was planning on going to the homestead. When I saw what I saw, and I will contact you when I get off here, and it's something that I was going to address on Friday, but now I'm definitely going to address it now, and I'm so glad you reached out to me, brother. I am really, really glad you reached out to me. I'm going to take the break. I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to get to the break. But yes, one of the biggest regrets I'm going to have this Christmas is somebody sent me on Tuesday, a copy of an obituary. And I want you to know that I was absolutely crushed, horrified, heartbroken. I still ain't been the same. MJ, I'll tell you, I've been moping. I learned of the passing of one of my best friends on this whole entire planet, let alone here in the 242. I mean, I was horrified. And what I want you to do, and when I say this, a lot of you may not have heard, and you're going to be horrified the same way I was. But please, put your thoughts and your prayers and your good vibes to the royal family. Because I was shocked to learn of the passing of Patrick Julian Roll, better known as Patty, some circles Patty Runks, one of my best friends, big time support of everything and anything I was into. And same way with me and him. Always happy to see him do well, always happy to see him succeed and vice versa. And you know you're friends with people when your family, when their family take you in. You know? That's Nego mine. That's our adopted brother. From the good side of town, you know? But the whole family, my thoughts and my prayers go out to you. I'm so horrified. I'm so just depressed, just downtrodden. And I'm trying to fight because I know what Patty would have done. You know, but you, my niggas, you got to do that. No, man, go deal with them. Go deal with these lousy politicians. So, yes, I'm glad you texted me. I'm not going to get into which family member texted me, but, yes, I will reach out to you. My heart is broken. My thoughts and prayers, MJ and the boys' thoughts and prayers. Anything you need, you know that we are here for you. But, yes, very tragic news. My old school Pinewood crew, we lost Patty. And I expect to see every one of y'all there at the funeral. And it's just very sobering. And yeah, you reach out and you stay in contact, but you got to stay in contact more. Just take time. Appreciate your family. Appreciate your friends. We are here, but for just a minute. So let's stretch it as long as we can. And never forget the people that made an impact in your life. That's my good brethren right there, man. Definitely going to miss him. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the family and to friends. And like I say, if you're new, Patty, put one up for him right now. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back at you right here on the Wednesday, December 10th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel cause I play IMBNT. I don't need my ranking straight. I hope that y'all don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think cause I make rock music and think. But I don't let Stevie's play. That I won't play no Smokey Double O. My old mind will tell me how it used to be. Tell me how they would get jiggy.
Tis the season to crunch and be merry with KFC's festive feast. Gather around the table, the laughter, and the people you love most with KFC flavor that makes every moment brighter. So whether you're here for original memes or spicy moments, gather around for the memories that truly matter. Share 8 juicy pieces of your favorite KFC chicken with 4 buttery biscuits and make it extra festive with your favorite sides. Make moments full of flavor, not dish duty. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
This holiday season, come to John's on Rosetta Street or Carmichael Road for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we've got you and the family covered. Shoes, bags, jewelry, clothes, and even home appliances. John's has everything you need for work, church, play, or the party in your life. John's has Skechers, Steve Madden, New Balance, Nautica, Hey Dude, Patrick Ewing, and other trusted brands. A John's gift card is the perfect gift. So come on into John's and start your holidays off on the right foot. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
The technicians at Muffler World on Mackey Street and Robinson Road can do a lot of things to make your car perform better. Like make sure the wheels are properly aligned, and that your brakes actually work, and that your car is using the correct oil, and in fact, has oil. Those same techs can replace your entire exhaust system. Check out Muffler World for the top of the line Walker muffler. Now, if you want your ride to sound rude, Muffler World can help you there too with a system by Flowmaster. Muffler World, Mackey Street and Robinson Road. Mufflers and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
They ring is keep going and they try put it in a coffin. This thing give you that feeling. That feeling.
sing songs by ancient modern things. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on a rake and scrape. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on Kate. I grew up on Ron. I grew up on I. Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel cause I play I and me and D. I don't need my rake and scrape. I hope that y'all don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think cause I make rock music and think that I don't let CBS play, that I won't play.
Whereby no got you on the Wednesday, December 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And, I tell you. And that's another one, too, I think I mentioned it before, but want to mention it again. Durham Smith, another one, worked over there at the Atlantis, big part of, you know, the morning shows when it was blowing up and any radio station we was on, and always a big junk new supporter, man. A lot of good people gone, man. Very, very, very somber December for me. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Yo.
Hey, Naughty, you have my condolences. Papa, you have my condolences, Naughty.
Thank you so much, Papa.
The party and the Smith fellow you spoke about just now, it's a sovereign moment. It's correct. And like you said, that's your amigo. Naughty, you know how you sound? You sound like you're feeling like how I feel with my boy, brother Warren, dead. Warren Miller.
I tell you, man, it's
everything
like
you say about that man, Patty, how he support you, and you support anything he do. Yeah, Naughty, I feel that for you. So condolences, family. Like you say, be on.
We only here for a short time, but, you know, make it a worthwhile time. Get to the grave empty. Leave everything here. That's one thing I learned from Pastor Miles Monroe.
Yes.
Listen, leave here empty. Get to the grave. I mean, so worn right out that you did everything you could have. Because we only here for a moment.
We only could be here for a minute. So everything you say about him caused me to remember Brother Warren. But that's my brother from another mother. But, you know, Naughty, I dropped here. I dropped ass today, too.
Boy, Papa, you...
Boy, a Negro get a little bit of position. Think he could talk to Papa any kind of way, and I respect he offers, so I ain't tell him how I feel.
Hold on, Papa. Who do what to Papa? Repeat then. What happened?
No. See, in my book, right, we get plenty of McKenzie. McKenzie is one of the names I know is good people. All the McKenzies I know is sweet, nice, humble people, but I buck one. And he talked to me bad and caused tears to open my eyes. And
Papa, don't let nobody, listen to me.
Ass, right?
Papa, don't let nobody ever make you feel that type of way. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Because you got people like me and MJ and listeners and people in your community who know what you stand for, know what you're doing, and what a proud Bahamian you are, boy, and how much we respect and appreciate you, bro. So don't let no empty barrel, set you off, boy.
But Naughty, you know what I call it? Tell you difference. I'm telling you condolence. You know, I was listening to you, and then I hear you talking about your loved one, Patty, and then it make me remember Brother Warren. So yeah, condolence to the family. But what I wanted to tell you to see if they corrected it, right? I don't know if you have the Guardian or the Tribune there. Which one say what the leader of the opposition say? He wow that when the government change or when you become the
Pinto vows to repeal migrants law. FNM leader says people who agree to be smuggled should face penalties.
All this morning, I was trying to find out if they corrected it. Yeah, the lady who was doing the news, Miss Charlene Ferguson. I couldn't believe. I say it might have been a mistake, and I don't think Michael Pintard would have said it. She was quoting him saying that if he ran, and I don't see him saying that. I see him saying when he ran, and then the turmoil read the papers to me to say, wow, so. I just was trying to find her because I know she's a nice woman and Guardian is a very professional.
I think Mr. Pintard was just putting it out there.
Did they correct that? I don't think he said if. He said when. And the papers say wow. So I think she was wrong to say if. I see words. People might say, Papa, that's a small thing. Stop wearing and crying and get, you know, soft over small things. I think you need to quote people right. If and when is two different things, and I don't think he would have said if he went. If it take 10 or 20 years and he's the leader of the opposition, he's saying that when he went, he would correct it. So I just was asking you, since you're there at the station, find out if she correct that yet, or 6 o'clock, I can hear her saying again, he's saying if he went when the paper.
Mr. Producer, you have Papa's request?
Yes, I correct that, because I don't think Michael Pintard would say that.
Let's double check that for Papa's sake.
Yes, sir. Keep up the good work, Naughty.
All right, Papa. Same way to you and yours, man. Be safe. All right, appreciate you, bro. All right, let's get back to some of these texts. Naughty, we used to hold brakes on the fixed wheel by putting our foot on the front. Yeah, I know. You know how many broken ankles that caused? You know how many people got whop up foot today walking around because of fixed wheel? Hold on. MJ. Page and MJ. Naughty, why are you on Aaron Rodgers? He said he got married some. I don't know that. I'm sure we would have heard if Aaron Rodgers got married. I know Aaron Rodgers was changing girlfriends like underwear. But that's a different story for another day. But I didn't hear of Aaron Rodgers getting married. You might have gotten mistaken with A-Rod. Confused with Aaron Rodgers, the original A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez, I mean, I don't know Aaron Rodgers married. I got to find out. And I wonder if she supports, if he is married, going under the ground in a teepee for a couple of weeks. And yeah, it's a marriage mystery. Nobody knows if he's really married or not. The Steelers don't even know if he's married. Private marriage and the identity of his wife. Anyway, in the words of Darren Miller, until I see the late Darren Miller, the legend, until I see a family photo, I will continue to ask the provocative questions. So I need to see a family photo there, Aaron, or at least a wedding picture of you and the wife. Ah, boy, I tell you. But sliding into sports a little bit, I don't want you to forget, man, it's all about a don't blink, all right? It's the weekend is here, and you don't want to miss out on it, all right? No need to miss out on it. You need to be there, all right? Mr. Producer, double check if my guest down there to be brought up, or if this is an old message. But I know Todd and Lucy are supposed to pop back in and break it down for me. And if they are down there, show them up, please. But it's going on again. The Home Run Derby in Paradise 2025. We got the Home Run King and the Home Run Queen, men's and women's category out there on Montague Beach. That's on Saturday. But, you know, it kicked off today with the kids' camp. That's what's going on out there at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Then tomorrow, you got the golf tournament in the morning. And then Man Overboard tomorrow evening, the big sail away. And then on December 12th, you got the celebrity softball game and after party. All right? And on Saturday, the December 13th, it's the Home Run Derby. So it's a fully loaded weekend. You need to get on out there. And it's, you know, the greatest show on sand, the Home Run Derby. You definitely don't want to miss it. Now, I know Todd and Lucius got the camp going on today, so they may not be able to make it today. Might be in on Friday with us before the celebrity game. But definitely that's the weekend. That's the whole entire Don't Blink weekend. You definitely need to go on out and support it. You know, my pleasure to be part of it again this year. I'm looking forward to hanging out on the beach on Saturday, you know, out at Montague with MJ and just taking in the vibes as we do each and every year, man. That's become a big part of the Christmas routine for us. All right, 5:37 p.m. is the time. We got to take a break this hour, Mr. Producer, or are we good? Be on schedule. We flying along. We're zooming. I like it. But yeah, when you think about it too, and listen, what's funny is somebody texted me back about the eggnog. Listen, from I could remember, Mr. Boston eggnog has been a big part of the Christmas. The Borden's eggnog back in the day in the green carton, that used to be decent as well, but you had to spruce that one up. But yeah, eggnog is definitely part of the holidays now. You need to have your eggnog. Even if you're not a fan of eggnog, you still need eggnog, because there'll always be somebody who love eggnog. And some people just get half cut off the eggnog and nothing else. But then they have varying degrees of how loaded their eggnog is, too. That's a different story. And I guess we got to talk about this subject as well, too. Toting. Y'all do not get caught toting to the embarrassment of yourselves and professional award-winning toters such as myself. Okay? Some of y'all got to get creative. Listen, the big pan move that's played out, what you need to do is show up and you start one plate in a bag. You put it in a bag, put the plate to the bottom, and you hook that plate up. You load that plate up, and then you put another plate on top of that. Then you put another plate on top of that. Push it down a little bit so it looked like one plate. And then you do another one. So that's like two plates per bag. So you get one, two, three, four bags. That's eight plates you're toting. And then get creative. Load up on the ham on one plate and the sides. Then load up on turkey on another plate and the sides. If they got any fish, load up on the fish and the sides. Always make sure you get your sides, though. Peas and rice, macaroni, coleslaw. No raisin in the coleslaw. That's an abomination from the depths of hell. And potato salad if it's there. Okay? And that way, you got variety when you get home. So you got your ham, you got your turkey, you got your fish, and anything else that was done. And you can, you know, you can mix that, but you always got your sides to go. So you can make separate plates off it. But that's how you want to. You don't want to come with a big pan loaded up. That's a dad giveaway. People, time's tough. Cost of living high, food expensive. So you're going to tote, do it a couple of times and see if you move one bag and put it in your car when they ask you, oh, that's still the same plate you're working on. And then when you move that one again, no, this is the same one I moved it. No, I was trying to go move it. Yeah, but they called me, so I had to. That's how you do it. Okay, that's how you do it. So, yeah. Got to get creative. You can't give yourself away. You can't do it. You can't do it like that. And somebody, why you ain't talking? No, I'm not talking about John Canoe. Until they fix it and get it right, I'm not even worried about it. They can't even get the names of the valley right now. Will I probably be there watching at home in front of the TV, saying Saxon in your belly? Yes, but until then, let me have my moment. And the carnival's back in town, so I'm sure y'all gonna go in there, mass exodus to the carnival. Carnival is tradition, though. You gotta go. You gotta get your elephant ears, gotta get your candied apple and your cotton candies. People ask me why I don't go on the rides. I'm a foodie. I like to eat all the food out there, man. You think I go on them rides to puke up all the food? No, sir. But speaking of Christmas, man, big up to the Christmas lights. Western Esplanade, the entrance to Fish Fry, the lights down there off the chain. Whoever's doing the design on them, you have to be commended. You did an excellent job. Me and MJ love how they look so far. I'm sure you're going to add some colors to the trees as you progress down toward Fish Fry, so you'll see some more of the white, the red, the green of Christmas. But that white light display you all have on the entrance to the Western Esplanade, that walkway, that is off the chain. Job well done. And I can't remember the name of the park, but it's on Blue Hill Road before you get to National Insurance, or right after you pass National Insurance. Opposite AID almost. Whoever did that park, off the chain. Off the chain. Edmund Moxie Park, all good. Whoever did the job for that, props to you. And the roundabout here by On the Run. And the roundabout heading towards Saunders Beach. Yeah, that roundabout right there, that is off the chain as well, too. Job well done there as well, too, whoever's responsible for that. See, when you see people get paid, probably by the government, which is our money to do it, and they do a job well done like that, they need to be commended and they need to have a contract. That's who deserve contract, people who put out work like that. Not some of this, you know, cockamamie foolishness I see elsewhere. Anyway, let's get to the calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. I want you to tell your producer, I love that song he's playing every time you take a break. And a lot of respect to whoever that artist is, but that is some nice, beautiful, behemoth song.
The artist's name is Twin, All right? And the name of the song is Grew Up On. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, it's going to be our very sincere intention. And we're very sincere about it, and we intend to do it, is to get more Bahamian artists on the show in the new year. So we'll feature some more music from them. We'll talk to them so folks actually know who the new wave of Bahamian artists are, because there's a whole pool of young Bahamian artists who are multi-talented, and we're going to push that orange economy. You know, they need a platform. So we will get them out there and introduce them in the new year as well.
Boy, I love that one he got there, man. That is so nice, and the tone and the melody, you know, and talking about the old fellas, them who's, you know, some of
I can see Trent Dam tomorrow, Friday night, for the celebrity game at Don't Blink, man. I can make sure all of that happens, man.
Okay, buddy. Gotcha. Take care.
All right, man. Be safe. Have a good holiday. But yeah, I mean, everybody chiming in. The lights all over are off the chain, man. They are been doing them well so far for the year, but definitely on the Western Esplanade, definitely over there by Edmund Moxie Park. They all good. Job well done. And that roundabout by On the Run. I think that they did a good job with that as well, too. But that's just part of Christmas, man. We need to focus more on that. You know, I don't mind giving it a break today. Some of y'all hardly mind you. No. Y'all can't tell me what to talk about. As a matter of fact, I guess y'all could tell me what not to play. But I had somebody text me in, and I know some of y'all can get hot, but it is part of our Christmas. Reggae Christmas. Naughty, when you play some reggae dub, Christmas dub, I got y'all covered too. All right? So let me look in the crates right now and see if I could find a reggae Christmas mix for y'all, man. Because it's true. All us grew up too here in the Jitney's Pass by with reggae Christmas licking off. Okay? So you can't deny that. You can't deny it. All right, let me see what we got here, man. I know I busted one from y'all for y'all last Christmas from DJ Easy. Let me see if Easy got something new for this Christmas. All right, Mr. Producer, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send you something to get us to the break. And we'll get to the break. Once I rap, and you can play that out of the break for the last couple minutes, you know? Let them ride home to some nice, reggae Christmas. Yeah, Naughty ain't much good. Yeah, man, they got some good Bahamian Christmas music. We can play it a little more closer to Christmas, but some of y'all was requesting this. So I know y'all used to listen to the morning show in all its incarnations. This was a big part of it, so we can bust some off on the flip side of the break. So I can I get to the break now, Mr. Producer? We gonna do that on the flip side? All right, Pearly's in tomorrow. MJ and I are back in on Friday. Our special guest, Anku Sarah, going to do a weekend review with us. So that's going to be a hot show on Friday. And we're going to have lots to talk about. All right? But what I want you all to do today, reach out. You got a friend or a family member you ain't talked to in a while, reach out to him, tell him you love him. Tell him let's get together this season. All right? And when you get out there today, remember the reason for the season. Okay? And remember to enjoy the Christmas. Don't let all this noise in the market get to you. We've been dealing with it all year long. We got to deal with it in the new year. Take a minute off. Stop. Sip the coffee. Have a taste. Marinate on it for a minute. Enjoy life for a minute. All right? And then pick yourself back up and get back into the race. All right? But don't forget to take time out to love yourself this Christmas. Let it start today. All right, just take 2 minutes out to do something for yourself that goes along with this time of year and this time of the season. Go get some eggnog. Anyway, we'll see you right here on Talking Heads tomorrow, man. Quick break. Flip side of the break, DJ Easy going to take us home with a reggae rockers Christmas mix. Just a little touch for you. Get you home, all right? And we'll see you right here tomorrow on Talking Heads with Pearly and on Friday with Naughty, MJ, and Anku. So keep it right where you got it. Don't touch it.
Cause get gone, then we're going down with all them songs. Then I still just wanna jump around and sing songs by higher star and things. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on a Rick and Scrape.
The wait is over. The all-electric Geely Radara pickup is back at Easy Car Sales. Choose from five all-new 2026 models, complete with dual cab comfort, impressive cargo space, great towing ability, and tech features straight from the future. The perfect pickup for both work and play is 100% electric elegance, complete with factory warranty. Schedule your test drive of the truck that's built for the Bahamas by visiting easy242.com or call 461-0100.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Flame Grill tastes better. At the Burger King Nassau, you'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9. Including that, the King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the flame grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
We see you. Slide. Merry
Christmas.
I wish for all mankind a warm Jamaican Christmas time. Where there is no snow, where the good sense of media throw. Oh, I wish that we could find true love at Christmas time. Don't to be concerned, show some love and let the peace fight burn. Oh, I wish for all mankind a warm Jamaican Christmas time. Where there is no snow, where the good sense of media throw.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay. We see you. Merry Christmas. I wish for all mankind a warm Jamaican Christmas time. Where there is no snow, where the good sense of media throw. Oh, I wish that we could find true love at Christmas time. Don't to be concerned, show some love and let the peace fight burn.
And I give thanks to be here. Can't see how me self lucky, although me shoes here. And off of me colleagues, them drop out through the year. Now have the bag of money, now no new clothes for you. But if you're hungry and me have a tender life, this year so.
I wish for all mankind a world to make in Christmas time. Where there is no snow, where the good things are needed.
Come, they told me, baby.
Georgia easy on the show.
One came to see pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
Christmas, cha-cha-cham, rap-a-pum-pum, rap-a-pum-pum, rap-a-pum-pum-pum, make Christmas jump, pum-pum, with them and them with the Christianity, pum-pum, with the wonder of the Almighty, pum-pum, from your nose say you are God, bikini, pum-pum, beat your drum and tell everybody, pum-pum, rap-a-pum-pum, rap-a-pum-pum, rap-a-pum-pum-pum, make Christmas, cha-cha-cham, rap-a-pum-pum, rap-a-pum-pum, rap-a-pum-pum-pum, make Christmas jump,
yes. The ox and the ass in time for rap-a-pum-pum.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meaning smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells.
Silver bells,
it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
hear the ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. Streets of street lights, even starlights, blink of bright red and green. As the shoppers rush home with their treasures, hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all this bustle, you hear silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Driving on for Christmas. I can't wait to see those faces. Driving on for Christmas, yeah. Yes, I'm moving down the line. And it's been so long. Good hour, yeah. Time away, driving in my car, driving on for Christmas. It's gonna take me some time, but I'll be there. Top to toe, tailbacks, yeah. I've got red lights all around, but soon there'll be a freeway. For you, though you can't hear me when I get through, I'll feel you near me. I'm driving in my car, I'm driving on for Christmas, driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver,
right next to me. It'll be just the same. Oh, it's just the same.
I'll have the blue
DJ Christmas Easy show
without you. It'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decoration arranged on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes starts falling, that's when those blue memories starts calling. Christmas of white, but then